And now to Israel. Earlier today, we spoke with Daniel Estrin. He's reporting for NPR, and he spent the day on the Israeli border with Gaza talking to civilians and Israeli army reservists. I asked Daniel what those reservists have been telling him.
Well, I visited a gas station down south near the border with Gaza where there were about a dozen reservists hanging out, smoking cigarettes, drinking Coke, playing with their cell phones, and waiting for orders. One infantry reservist named Neve told me he feels that Israel has not chosen this war and that his wife back home is scared. She's with their baby girl. They're running for cover every time there's an air raid siren. And he told me, you know, our children can't go outside and play in peace. And we have to do this. We have to enter Gaza. And that's been the sentiment among many of the reservists I spoke with today. They're nervous about getting that order to go into Gaza. An Israeli soldier was killed in the ground invasion already. And I think maybe what's also playing on their nerves is all the waiting. I visited an army encampment just along the Gaza border, and the soldiers there were eating dates, hanging out. They say they frequently lie flat on the ground and cover their heads when militants are firing across the border, knowing that at any moment they can be sent in to fight inside Gaza.
And what about civilians in the area? I mean, you visited a kibbutz amongst other places. What are they saying? What have they been doing as this ground invasion gets underway?
Well, I visited one kibbutz near the border with Gaza. It's surrounded by barbed wire. It's kind of a surreal thing to look at. And then when you enter, there are nice manicured lawns with swing sets. And then I visited what they call their war room. It's a bomb shelter. There were young Israeli volunteers, and their job is to coordinate with the army and with people inside the kibbutz every time someone leaves the kibbutz, the village. They have to tell the war room. They're tracked all the time. So if there's an emergency, the war room can inform everyone in the village who's there to, let's say, lockdown. Like yesterday morning, towns like this kibbutz were on lockdown when the army was concerned that militants had snuck into Israel through a tunnel and were going to carry out an attack. And despite all of this, they said they're used to this kind of life.
So that's what civilians are telling you along the Israeli border with Gaza. Do their reactions differ from Israeli citizens you've spoken to in other parts of the country?
That's a good question. Here in the south, they're sort of on the front line. The posters on the highway as I was driving down here say things like, "We're a strong front," and there was one poster saying, "Cut off the electricity in Gaza, it's the moral thing to do." And there are a lot of very strong feelings here. There were a number of young Israelis I met on a hilltop, sitting on a sofa, sitting on crates with binoculars, looking at the Israeli attacks in Gaza just across the way. And they said that they were happy to see that after so many years of rocket attacks on their town, they were finally seeing Israeli attacks on Gaza. That's a sentiment I've heard from a lot of young people here on the front lines. I met another man who I'm actually sitting in his house here, right near that hilltop. He was out washing his car for the first time in all of these days of the Israeli offensive. And he says, finally, when the ground troops went into Gaza, there haven't been as many rocket attacks on his town, and he can go out and wash his car in peace. And he's hoping that this ground invasion will bring a few years of quiet, you know, till the next round of fighting. And for him, that's worth it. And, you know, contrasting that to some of the other voices in the other parts of the country, during this particular Israeli offensive, there have been rockets landing deeper and deeper into Israeli territory, people running into bomb shelters in the Tel Aviv area, even in Jerusalem. And so many people feel that this is something, that this ground invasion is something that needs to be done. Although there have been a lot of anti-war demonstrations, there were two large anti-war demonstrations in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv yesterday. There was a busload of anti-war demonstrators, Israelis anti-war demonstrators, who came down to the border town of Sderot, where I am now. The police actually sent them back home because they said it was too dangerous with all the rockets here. So there are a lot of different voices in the Israeli public, pro and con this war and this ground invasion.
We've been reading that many thousands of Israeli army reservists could potentially be called up for this ground invasion. Has the government said what it thinks would be a successful conclusion to this invasion?
The conclusion question, the end game question, is a great one because the mission, according to the Prime Minister, is clear. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the ground invasion has a pinpointed objective, which is to target tunnels that Israel says Hamas has built deep underground in Gaza and has used to try to infiltrate Israel, like in an attack yesterday. And so the Prime Minister says that the only way to attack these tunnels is not only through airstrikes, but also on the ground. So Israel is portraying this mission, this ground operation, as a very pinpointed mission. But there are some military officials who have been saying that this could take a few weeks, and it's unclear how long it really will last.
Daniel Estrin reporting from the Israeli border with Gaza for NPR. Daniel, thank you so much.
You're welcome.